Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, the Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I share music with you that I create that the Holy Spirit inspires through me in a variety of genres to help with you through our life mission here at Move Happy Wishes to help empower you to find happiness from within. The service population we help is people with depression all over the world. Those that work with people with depression, depressed states, maybe you don't have access to psychologists, psychiatrists, or maybe you're against getting a diagnosis and so you have some apprehensions. If you've been withdrawing from things that you love for 2 weeks or longer, if you've dropped out of things that you used to love, difficulty getting into the shower, like these are all warning signs that you might have it if you're not sure. This is another tool in your tool belt. I'm not a licensed psychologist, but I have developed 45 alternative therapies in 37 years, and I've been in the running for a contest for 3 years for Global Mental Health Ambassadorship, and I've won the contest because the Holy Spirit assigned it to me in 2018 before I even found out I was in the running. I've just been obedient to this calling on my life. The topic for the sermon right now is spiritual warfare. So get your notes out, get a pen and paper. Or if you're driving, don't do that because you got to keep your eyes on the road and all that jazz. But be ready and alert to receive good, sound information from the Holy Spirit, and whatever comes out of my mouth is truth. So the first thing that came to mind, he says, say her name, Dr. Tatiana Akashina. This is one of my former associations. I haven't spoken to her in many years because she is in the family of my first husband. And when you get a divorce, sometimes you lose relationships. I don't have any animosity towards her at all. She's a highly intelligent lady, very highly intelligent. Professor, last I spoke with her, professor at an Ivy League university in California, head of Slavic languages. She would every other year take her students to Russia to encourage them to learn about the culture. And she did a lot of different things. I got to be a guest in her class, and they were translating our conversations. She convinced me to make up a story about being a recording artist, and so then they had to translate in front of me in Russian. Very smart lady, very spiritually connected. She has some different spiritual gifts and things that I didn't necessarily grow up learning about. My parents were very strict in the traditional Bible that we read from to not get into fortune telling and all of that and palm reading and whatnot. In our faith system, we interpreted that that was not something that we should be around. Now, she also goes to a church. Last time I chatted, they went to some church in California. I can't remember the denomination, but it was of the Christian faith. However, she, in her Russian culture, I believe, or at least just like maybe the way she was raised, she has a spiritual gift of reading people's fortunes in their hands. And she read my fortune. And she also is very in tune, her and her husband, very in tune. He is a celebrity psychologist, works with high-level celebrities. He never said any of their names because he's a good professional. And he keeps that information private, as all psychologists and psychiatrists are supposed to do, right? There's HIPAA privacy laws. But he was able to say those key words. I work with celebrities and things of that nature. So we would spend a lot of time when I was with my ex. We were together for 6 years. And in the last year, we had gotten married. We would go down there often and spend time with them. Awesome couple. Super smart people. And they would have dinner guests all the time. My partner was a better partner to me when we spent time with them. So I liked them because he treated me better, right? And I learned a lot of things from them and Tatiana. Dr. Akashina. She spoke very specifically on her gift of prophecy. I think she has a spiritual connection to the divine. She said, the next world war will include Russia and China. I said, really? She said, yes, they will take over America. I was like, whoa, that sounds terrible. She says, yeah, We watch the international news. We pay extra for the international news. The things that regular media and news don't show Americans. We pay extra to be informed globally. I didn't know what questions to ask her. This was, what year was his father? What year, father? He says around 2011. So when I was in graduate school, she said that. And here we are in 2023. And who are we at war at right now? Supposedly, we are protecting Ukrainians from the Russians. Supposedly. However, both of our presidents, our current and our last, most recent one, President Trump, they don't agree. President Trump is friends. He is friends with the head of Russia. Yeah. How did I know that? Because my husband is one of his top trained assassins and he told me that. I didn't know that. He says this is all political war games. It's all lies. It's all a bunch of lies. So our current active president, and this is not an opinion, this is facts. F-A-C-T-S. Lots of payouts from China's Chinese CCP. I love people from all places that are kind human beings. But when you try to take over my country, that's when I get very upset. And when you've been stealing from me as a person protected under the American Disabilities Act for 3 years because your team signed a contract with the Illuminati that abduct children, sexualize children, and sacrifice children to drink their blood to stay looking younger, and you're getting payouts in secret bank accounts. I have a huge problem with that. Huge problem. All of my associations, any of them that have commented on my social medias that remotely act like they like me as a human being, they hack into their accounts. Illegal. Personifications, illegal. Spiritual warfare. This is beyond spiritual warfare. These people are taking over America. And Tatiana predicted it in 2011. What does she know that we don't? She has a connection to the divine. They're heavily connected in the financial space to a lot of celebrities, so they probably have guests at their house when we weren't there that would tell them things. I found out I was in the running in 2020 for the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship from a rich person that had zero. She had zero political people that I'm aware of in her family, but she was rich. She was in the elite private music group, and she told me all kinds of lies. I have no idea what was the truth, but I do know that she paid President Biden's top security man to have me killed in 2020. And he decided to protect me and connect me to President Trump's top security man, who provided me protections off-grid for 2 months. These people all in the defunded Blackwater alumni group. Now I'm married. The man that took me off grid. I married him last year and they put a death threat on my husband's and my life. In America, unacceptable. And everybody's been trying to cover it up because there is over 10,000 people involved in it. They tried to kill me 13 times since 2018. The Lord has assigned me this global mental health ambassador position. I had no idea about the pandemic. I had no idea that China and Russia would work together to try and cause confusion in America. I ain't afraid of nothing and nobody. President Trump will be in office next year. He's a smart businessman. It's not a political decision. There's too many people, too many evil, nasty people that are sacrificing and sexualizing children. And they targeted me just because I decided to tell my truth. And I'm a lover of Jesus, and I've forgiven my childhood abuser, and I forgave my rapist in college, and I forgave my rapist a few years ago. Sheriff. Yeah. Who worked in Franklin, Tennessee, one of the richest areas with lots of celebrities, including Reba McEntire and Justin Timberlake, just to name a few. And Justin Timberlake's mom used to gamble at the Oak Grove gaming and racing facility that I used to work at. But I had to leave that job because FBI agents sent bad actors to my place of work after I tried to get my therapy copyrighted, which is my legal right. Yeah, they denied it. And then yesterday I seen they emailed me from the copyright office. No phone call, no nothing, demanding I reach out to them within 45 days. I just saw it yesterday. How was I supposed to be notified when they forced me and messed with all my technologies, signed me up for all kinds of bogus email things, multiple email accounts. They've forced me to get multiple cell phones. They've done everything possible to stress me out, to frustrate me, to block me from being this person, because it's all political games and they all want to keep sexualizing children and sacrificing them because they're all making a ton of money doing it. And it's nasty, disgusting. And my husband won't stand for it. They made very big mistakes when they tried to kill my husband and me last year. That's why he had to lie to my face and tell me he wanted a divorce. He had to pretend like he didn't even know his own wife because of all the animosity in our nation right now. We are in World War III, whether you like to admit it or not. They have been cyber attacking America for years now. I'm not the only one that's been attacked. Lots of people are getting financial payouts. Lots of people are going to be killed. Spiritual warfare. This is real. Real lives are going to be lost. You can't ignore this any further. AI bots injected into active duty military people. Already they are going. They already have the mark of the beast. They already are going to be killing Americans on American soil, remotely hacked into their bodies from other nations. So are you going to arrest an active duty veteran for killing an American when it was cyber warfare? Someone hacked into their body because they were forced to get an injection? You got to think about that. How in the world are we going to take care of this and fix this problem? Simple. Get President Trump back in office. That's what the Lord said. It will be done. Set up the meeting. October 17th, 2023 is when the social media post will be made from all presidents' accounts, from all first ladies' accounts, from Oprah Winfrey's account, Tony Robbins, Sage Robbins account, from my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen's account, from Beyonce and Jay-Z's account, from all of my business accounts and my personal accounts on social media. We will all be posting that I'm the winner of the Global Mental Health Ambassador and the first ever Chief Spiritual Officer. I will be reunited with my husband. I do not desire for a big bomb to go off in America. I do not desire that, but I already know it's going to happen if people continue trying to arrest President Trump, who has been trying to protect the middle class. Wake up, America. Wake up. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the bomb is in D.C. somewhere. I don't know where. He tells me things when he tells me things in his perfect timing. I don't try to understand it. I don't try to understand why people have tried to pay to have me killed 13 times until I realized that the Sound of Freedom movie was released and I watched it and I was like, holy crap, this is the biggest, most profitable business, dark, dirty business, fastest growing business in the world. That is why they targeted me, because I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and I tell my truth that you can forgive your abuser. You can forgive everybody. You can love your enemies. You can bless and pray for your enemies. But we're not going to pretend like all this didn't happen in the last 3 years. I am the winner and I get my husband back, and nobody is going to bother our marriage in America. I'm a veteran spouse, royally disrespected. You guys royally disrespected my husband. Very poor choices on all political sides. President Trump will be in office. Spiritual warfare is real. Demonic forces are real. They are on earth. They don't go anywhere but stay on the earth. So they have to move from body to body, from humans or animals. That's how it works. I'm learning more about it. I don't know everything about spiritual warfare, but I do know that spiritual warfare came and attacked our community growing up. When I was forced to sing at an eighth grader's funeral because he killed himself. And I was a ninth grader at the time. And no one provided me mental health resources to process through the fact that I sang at a junior high. I was in junior high when this happened. They forced us, they used us women, young ladies, and then they didn't even offer us help to process through what had happened. Spiritual warfare was attacking our entire community. And it was music that brought me joy. It was being a part of an elite music group the following year and touring around America. I am an extremely high-level professional musician, entertainer, and I never had one suicidal thought in 3 years of my high school experience because I was a part of something that brought me joy. I worked so hard to make sure I kept my grades up because that was the rules. I learned how to get along with people on a team. I learned how to win contests. I'm an extreme competitor. But I do not compete in contests where I think that there's cheaters in it. And there's been so many cheaters for the last 3 years. It's been unfreaking believable. I've never entered a contest before where I didn't know the parameters and the rules, but the Holy Spirit entered me in this contest in 2020 on Veterans Day. I submitted the letter on a computer that my former landlord had gifted to me because she got bought out from President Biden's team because that man came to her house and then they killed her. So many people have died because of this contest, including a minister that gave me his book. It's sick. We are in the end times, people. Wake up. Spiritual warfare is real. War games are real. They're on American soil. President Biden's whole team committed treason when they sent me on purpose to President Trump's team. They didn't ask my permission to get my information. They paid off an active duty officer in the military and then they threatened her active duty status. They've been using women for thousands of years, but they're not going to use this one anymore. I'm getting my husband back. If anybody tries to block our marriage moving forward, very poor decisions. Spiritual warfare is real. Every American citizen has the right, the legal right to marry whomever they desire. We passed those laws years ago. If you want to marry a man and you're a man, that is your legal right. I married a man and I am a woman. I am a Christian woman. I am a minister. I was forced to perform sexually inappropriate actions to keep my life in America. You should be ashamed. You should be royally ashamed of all of the men that have disrespected me as a human being. My husband could easily call all of his buddies and blow up everything in America, but he's a man of peace. He asked, he chose to walk away from that lifestyle. He asked to retire from this defunded group that is not defunded. There are so many lies in our government. So many lies. President Trump will be in office next year. I will get my husband back. Spiritual warfare is real. Demonic forces are real. We all need to get down on our knees and pray to the Lord above. Ask. Everybody needs to ask for forgiveness. You need to reach out to people in your community right now, especially first responders and veterans. How can I help you right now? They are 10 times more likely to contemplate or complete the deed of suicide. And now that they've all been forced to get the injection, yeah, they might have even more extreme depression. There was an Olympic athlete, a female Olympic athlete in her 20s. I want to say 24 years old. I saw a video. They remotely add accounts for me to follow. Then they remotely send me videos right as I open my phone. I don't know who does it. I don't know how they do it. I don't question it. I trust it. I watched a video. She shared her story. She could barely get out of bed. She was a professional swimmer, I believe. She could barely get out of bed. Her mom had to call and check in on her and change her bed sheets because she wasn't taking care of herself. An Olympic athlete that believed in the lies of getting the injection went into complete depression. Didn't have a problem before the injection. What's that, Father? He says, talk about Mr. Krause. What about Mr. Krause? Do you want me to say that? He had extreme depression all of a sudden after getting the injection. I had him as a guest on my podcast. He said no, he didn't want to be a guest on the show for a second time. I knew I couldn't listen to him because he was really sad. He was acting very distant, and he expressed to me some concerns he had about Norma Jean, his wife, the love of his dreams. He would always tell us stories about how much he loved his wife, but they were going through an extremely challenging time after he got the injection. So I didn't listen to him, and I did a survey online. Because he's a scientific businessman, he's a very smart man. And I got a lot of people to vote on it, and there was like 98% yes, they wanted him to be interviewed on the show. They wanted to learn from him and hear from him. And so I customized questions to help him get out of his depression. And he did. He was so joyful on the show that he loved it so much. He said, Aaron, I'd like for you to speak to Norma Jean because she's been struggling. And I did. And I spoke with her and I checked in on her well-being. These are people I've known since I was 9 years old. This man, my hero, Mr. Krause, was the director, the creator of the music company that I got to be a part of in high school and tour around. He got to meet the top security man for President Biden's team. That is why the top security man trusted me, and he decided to help me connect me to someone in his network that he looked up to, because he knew these people had paid him to have me killed in America. And he didn't know how to help me. He didn't know how to help me. So he reached out to him in an emergency. He reached out to the other political team and said, she's going to need emergency help. I don't know what was said because I wasn't there. I found out about this a year after the fact. They all pretend like they don't work together, but they do. They have to work together to keep us alive in America. And he knew that woman had paid to have me killed, and she had all the money in the world. She told me that. He chose to keep me alive. He chose to send me to the top security man for President Trump. He committed treason when he did it. He chose to commit treason to keep me alive. Because they're not supposed to work together. They're not supposed to publicize that they work together because our presidents don't know how to get along. And there's been so many political war games since their reign of power, but they're not the first presidents to argue with each other. I believe Theodore Roosevelt, if I'm remembering correctly, from the book that was given to me from one of the pastors, he talked about, I believe it was Theodore Roosevelt was, or FDR, might be the same person. I don't know a lot of our history, but I read and I try to remember as much as I can. I had a lot of brain damage from being abused as a child. Starting at earliest memory I have is 3 years old. Chronic abuse of every single abuse listed in all of the abuse that we're supposed to protect children from. It was all done in secret because spiritual warfare is real. And it was done in secret. I believe because demonic forces had entered my oldest brother. There's a lot of evil in the world, and I choose to be kind. I choose to make good decisions. I choose to love people. I made the best decision by marrying who I chose to marry, and they tried to pretend like they didn't send me to him. They tried to isolate me and allow me to not have any money coming in, not get me hired anywhere. And they tried to have my husband and me killed, and he knew it. He knew it because he's been protecting presidents his whole career. And they've royally ruined many of his relationships, his associations. They've broken into his house. They've stolen things from him. They've done everything terrible you could imagine to a human being. And the last straw he had, when he tried to retire, they have enslaved him in this organization that they say in the media they defunded. A bunch of liars in our government. We all know it. Everybody knows there's a bunch of liars in the government. If they kill me, they lose out on a multi-trillion dollar asset, so I know they're not going to do that. Plus, I already mailed out all the evidence. So if they do have me killed, or it looks like I've committed suicide, the truth will be revealed. The sheriff's reports where the top security man from President Biden's team that came to my house and his battle buddy that he served overseas two tours, because he didn't think this through when he got bought out. He tried his best to keep me alive, but then they threatened his family. There are so many evil political people, so many evil rich people getting payouts for sexualizing children and sacrificing them. Are we going to let them continue doing that to the children in America and around the world? Or are we going to stand up and fight against the injustice? That's your choice. If you're going to be a coward and you're a veteran, you're not a real veteran to me. If you're going to be a coward and not help Erin Nicole and her husband, who did the legal right thing to do and asked to retire from the Blackwater Alumni Group, they have enslaved him. My book has already been mailed. I already mailed it out. Yeah. What's that, Father? He says, talk about Tony Robbins. What about Tony Robbins? Tony Robbins already has the copy. Yeah. He already has the copy. He doesn't have the final version of the copy because there is one more person I got their permissions to put their last name in the book, because when I was forced, when they targeted me last fall after providing a free service for veterans and first responders and medical professionals that help them with depression. Yeah, free therapy I developed. It was the second version of it. We're still in development process. I had the head of Disney Hotels, a previous Super Bowl performer, and a bunch of other awesome edutainers, including Lieutenant Colonel Oakland McCullough, spoke. He got a lot of good information from his wife from the medical space. I did it for free, multi-trillion dollar creation that's not done being developed yet. I did it for free and had 225,000 on the invite list for free because the Lord favors me and he has assigned this position to me. And then they targeted me and tried to have me killed. They tried to personify as a Republican and get me involved in all this January 6th nonsense, get me arrested or find my location so they could kill me. And I knew exactly what they were doing because I have spiritual warfare eyes. And I'm done with all the BS. Quit lying to Americans. Quit lying to the world and trying to make your political party look better than another political party. You are killing Americans on American soil. You committed treason, President Biden. Three people. Your team killed three people. In my associations, that's all I'm aware of. Maybe more. You killed a minister in America. Excuse me, a pastor. I'm a minister. I don't know all the terminologies. It doesn't matter. Spiritual leaders that give guidance, that are supposed to encourage people to have hope. Hope beyond hope. Yeah, where's my hope? Y'all stole everything from me. You stole my marriage. You stole my money. You made everybody believe I'm suicidal when I've been healed from it. You've done everything. Everything. You forced a man. You paid him over $1 million trying to get him, to get me, to suck his penis in public in the middle of the day in Nashville, Tennessee. What else are you going to do? Oh, you stole from my mother, a widow. Yeah. You hacked in illegally to a phone call when I was desperate, when you isolated me. Forced me into isolation when I reluctantly reported sexual harassment at my workplace and racism that I witnessed. You don't care about people of color. All you care about is your dirty, nasty bank accounts. Spiritual warfare is real. What's that, Father? I know you paid out my current landlord. I know it. The Holy Spirit just told me to reveal that out loud. She's fully aware She is fully aware that I'm protected by all the presidential security teams. So if anybody harms her, her son is in the outlaws group. There will be massive retaliation. Nobody harms my landlord. I don't know who paid her what. Doesn't matter. I don't tell her my business, and I've told her not to come in my room because she's been breaking into my room when I wasn't there. So I had to tell her that I have audio recording equipment in there because somebody paid her out, and I don't know when. When is the madness going to stop? When are you going to stop disrespecting me as a woman in America, an American citizen protected under the American Disabilities Act for depression and asthma? Yeah, and probably autism and probably ADHD. I've never been diagnosed with those things. I have no idea what I have. I know I'm a highly intelligent woman, and there's plenty of highly intelligent people that have mental illness. I choose love. I choose to be kind. I choose to follow the laws. And you guys have broken every single law imaginable for this contest. And I'm done with it. And I'm done with you. May the Lord have mercy on all your souls. Spiritual warfare is real. They're trying their best to get the media to make you think that Russia is bad. Meanwhile, the Chinese people are working with Russians, and they can't wait. They can't wait to get us tripped up and hate, thinking that we hate Russians. You shouldn't hate Russians. You shouldn't hate anybody. Hate is not of the Father. The Father created all of us. You should be loving everybody everywhere, except for the evil, nasty people. Well, you're supposed to love them too, but you shouldn't allow people to abduct children. You shouldn't be getting payouts for that. That's nasty. Those bank accounts should all be put into the negative. They should all be begging for our assistance. And then we decide together, we pray as a community together and say, hey, are we going to help these people that have been sexualizing children, adults that have been forcing children to have sex with them? Jamie Foxx, Prime Minister of Israel. Yeah, lots of nasty names are revealed to me. The Holy Spirit tells me, because I've chosen to live a life according to His plan and His purpose. I am not perfect, but when He convicts me, I get back in alignment with Him. Anybody can come back to the Father and get full forgiveness. That's why I'm forgiving the man from President Biden's team in private, discreetly, because he did what he had to do to keep me alive. He had no idea who I connected him to, because she lied to me about everything. Over the course of a year from the Illuminati group, she never said she was a part of their group. They've tried since 2018 to get me to join their group, which is a cult that sacrifices children. My husband told me that when I first met him in 2020, one of the top trained assassins of President Trump. We do not associate with the Illuminati, but they are everywhere. And they use multiple names because they are Satan worshipers, Lucifer worshipers, Baal, Baphomet worshipers, whatever you want to call anything that is not worshiping the creator of the universe, that is not choosing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. Be on high alert. The internet will go down in November. I don't know the exact date yet. Phone lines will not work. Landlines will not work. Blackouts, more than likely. Internet outages everywhere, instantly. Stores, massive casualties, massive thefts all at once. The military, everybody has an injection, so they were forced to get the injection. Some people got fake ones because some leaders were good and they gave fake COVID cards out. I know that because I spoke to a veteran spouse, former veteran spouse. Her husband was medically retired out of the military or quit. I don't know exactly why he's not in the military anymore, but I know he's a first responder. And she told me things. I said, be careful what you say in front of my cell phone. I don't know who listens when. So there's going to be a lot of people that you don't know who you can trust. But I promise you, if you get into a church body, Christian church body, Bible-based churches, you're more than likely going to be in a safe place where you can trust people. You start having conversations with people. You start letting them know what you've heard from me. I have no reason, no bias to tell you anything but the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us all. I live a full life, and I'm on my last few amounts of cash. I am on a credit card waiting to get emergency assistance because they've royally raped me, and I can't get back to my job until I get my car back. And I can't get my car back because it's in the car shop and they're waiting for parts and they're doing whatever they got to do. Lawyers have been involved in this car accident that was caused by another human being. They told me I won't get money for 3 months and that I need to go to more doctors so that I get a bigger settlement, but I can't because I'm out of money. And they've done this on purpose. They have tried to isolate me on purpose, to strip me of my money. I've reached out to people in an emergency for help, so we'll see if they show up and when they show up. I'm believing for a big turnaround because the creator of the universe ain't done with me yet. He's put lots of dreams in my heart. We're not all going to make it. We're not all going to make it. So if you desire to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you don't have that 100% confidence that if you die, you're going to go to heaven, you get that opportunity right now. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I know I make mistakes, but I don't desire to. Please come into my heart and tell me when I'm doing the wrong thing and show me. Show me how to make things right. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Like I said before, get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place and pray for America. Pray for everybody in the world. If you're listening to this and you don't live in America, I imagine similar levels of stress are going on in your nation. And if people were forced to get the injection, they might have nanobot technology. So you need to pray. Pray against spiritual warfare. Pray for protections. Pray for safety. Pray for sound minds. When you speak the words from the scriptures, when you speak affirmative prayers, reminding the Lord above all lords that He is your protector, your provider. Psalms 91 is a great one to read. I encourage you to get in the Word. Get your children in the Word. We are in the end times, people, but there is a hope beyond all hope. And His name is Jesus Christ. I love you guys. At this time, we can't accept any donations unless you want to mail it. You can listen to the Mark of the Beast towards the end of it for my mailing address. I don't like handouts, but that's where I'm at in life right now. So if you feel led to send me money, make sure you make it clear where you're from, that you're a human being, cashier's check or cash. Those are the options. And write exactly all your contact information. I will call you before depositing it to confirm who you are, because they tried to get me arrested last year after sending me a fake job application with the whole full lots and lots of processes. They did it real good. They tried their best to get me involved in the January 6th scandal, knowing full well that President Biden's team broke into my house using and abusing his power of the sheriff's departments in Woodstock, Georgia. And my husband and I will decide together when I'm reunited with him if we're going to sue that department for getting bought out. We're not supposed to sue Christians. But there's a lot of people that took advantage of Aaron Nicole that are not believers. So I'm going to ask my husband to pray with me when I get back connected with him. For now, if you desire to help us, prayer. Please pray for unity for my family. Please pray for peace. I'm choosing to walk in peace every day. There is no way I could live through all the things that I've been forced to live through without a personal relationship with Christ and without plugging into sermons of ministers that I look up to and pastors that I look up to, and spending a lot of quiet time praying, journaling, and getting very specific with people, humbling myself and letting them know where I am at in my needs. So I thank you in advance for however you can help myself and my family. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.